Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and Joe Haley.
What's up?
Is here, but
I am.
Maybe you're going to show this later, but you've got a colorful guitar with your illustration
yes.
on it.
It's so cool.
Wow.
It's so cool. It's the coolest thing ever.
Is this going to be in your hot product segment
later? It is.
Okay.
It is my favorite
So we
product.
Won't talk about that now.
Nope.
Kathy Houston here. Is here?
Yeah.
Into his house.
Kathy, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I understand last week you went for Valentine's Day with your husband to a murder mystery night at a... at a banquet facility.
No,
how was that?
No, I didn't. We just happened into it.
That sounds very exciting.
It was.
Michelle Bell
yeah.
is here, everyone's favorite supplier, global resource editor. Michelle, what's the top story you're working on right now for the new magazine? And I think you have a redesign in the works as well.
We do. We have a redesign coming up for the May-June issue, and we are going to be spotlighting the 5 most maverick CEOs in the industry.
Oh.
Want to guess who they are? 3 suppliers and 2 distributors.
Supplier.
Are you going to tell us?
You can guess.
Can I guess one? Dove Charney.
Michael Bernstein.
Yes and yes.
What a surprise.
Wow. Neither one of them know they're on the list yet, but now they might.
Cats out of the bag.
All right. Well, that is going to come out in the, which issue?
Soon? May-June.
May-June.
With the redesign. Yep.
Okay. Wow. We're working on May. That's exciting.
No.
That means, no, it means spring's coming, silly.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I have to get through March.
In a little while, we're going to take your calls. This is a good topic.
April's the big month for Kathy.
We're getting lots and lots of buzz on this topic. The call-in question today is, what do you do when your client is over-the-top, demanding, or disagreeable? So if anyone's had any demanding or disagreeable clients and wants to tell us how they handle it or they have any questions about dealing with tough clients, give us a call. 215-953-4979. Joe, if we put you on the air today, what are we going to give you?
$25 Visa gift card and...
Finger puppets.
Finger puppets.
We still have finger puppets.
We still have those?
Yep. We're lousy with finger puppets. We love
Jeez.
Our finger puppets.
Then everyone can play ASI radio at home.
All right. So give us a call. 215-953-4979. Tell us how to handle a tough client. And Vinnie Driscoll will be answering your calls as an extra treat today. And Mina, of course, will be providing our lovely sound effects.
And we have...
Nothing.
All right, Joe, what else is on tap for today's
oh,
show?
Oh, we have a big epic fail, and it's a story about the importance of proofing your proofs or proofreading or copy editing your proofs. We also have 15 questions that win new customers, 9 ways small employers attract lawsuits. We've got the buzzwords for 2013, and there's some doozies on that list. Six customer needs that may not be sharing with you, so you got to find out what those are. We have some other topics mixed in there. We have our favorite things, but let's start it off with the industry news in 60 seconds with Michelle.
Let's begin this morning with acquisition news. Illinois-based Warwick Publishing will acquire Sun Graphics' Sullivan Daily Date Calendar and the 12-sheet calendar pad collections. The companies jointly announced this morning. Financial terms of the deal have not been disclosed. The agreement comes less than a month after Counselor Top 40 distributor Geiger revealed plans to divest itself of Sun Graphics, its supplier business, in effect closing its longtime manufacturing and printing operations. Next up, BIC APP, the parent division of supplier Norwood and BIC Graphic, has reported that its 2012 sales fell 9.2% to $389 million. The company said its struggles were caused by a new ERP system, which impacted customer service. Despite a down year in 2012, BIC executives are forecasting higher 2013 sales and a positive 3 to 5 year outlook. Now on to some U.S. economic news. The latest Thomson Reuters University of Michigan survey shows consumer sentiment is improving significantly this month. The survey index jumped 3 points to 76.3, according to a preliminary reading. Data showed people from households with incomes below $75,000 are among the most optimistic Americans. And finally today, be sure to check out the Counselor Promogram for the latest episode of The Joe Show, where Joe lives out his fantasy as a rocker. God help
oh,
us.
God.
Will there be groupies? The answer only in Promogram.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. Well, I like it when Michelle reads the news. You sound so friendly.
As opposed to all the other times.
All right. We have our friend Leighton Lee on the phone from ETS Express with our weekly product safety minute. Good morning, Leighton.
Good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing today?
Thank you.
We're great. How about you?
I have a little bit of a cold, but I'll survive.
All right. So what do you have for us this morning?
Well, I want to bring back a little issue that we had discussed a couple of months ago regarding those rare earth magnet desk toys called Buckyballs.
Yep.
I don't know if everybody remembers that, yes. But anyways, we had discussed about the problems with Buckyballs and how much the CPSC has been gunning for the companies that have been making these things. Well, the company, the owner of Buckyballs, Maxfield in Overton, closed its doors a couple months ago in response to all the negative reaction to their products. But recently, about a week ago, the Consumer Product Safety Commission brought an amended complaint, an administrative complaint, against the CEO, or the former CEO of the company, and named him individually or as a person, as a personal defendant.
Why would they do that, Leighton? Why would they go after him as opposed to the whole company?
Because the company is essentially defunct. They're trying to get him to personally be responsible for the actions since he was at the helm of the company when all these things came down. They're trying to force a recall of all these Buckyballs, millions and millions of magnets that have been sold throughout the years. And the only way they, the CPSC can try to do that is to name the CEO and find him personally liable so that he'll be responsible for the recall. The CPSC doesn't have anybody else to go to in order to force the recall, which is kind of a legal precedent in this case, because technically speaking, there is no statutory violation with these magnets. That's why legal gurus in our industry are kind of perplexed that the CPSC has taken this tactic this week.
Do you think it's an overreach, Leighton?
I think so, because the CPSC has a burden in order that they must prove that these Buckyballs constitute a substantial product hazard. Because there is no statutory violation, the commission must prove that it's a substantial product hazard in order to get these things recalled. And I'm not sure if that's going to prevail or not, but we'll see. This case is not over. But the reason why I brought this up today is that there is an alarming trend in the industry by many regulators, many agencies throughout the country, both federal and at the state level, that are trying to pin personal liability on CEOs and owners of companies. And so our warning by this case today is really about personal liability against company owners and CEOs for actions of the corporation. Now, the corporation has always been a fictitious organization to shield personal individuals from liability, but there seems to be a growing and alarming trend to me that owners are starting to face personal liability. So whenever your owner, as a distributor, as an account manager or a compliance officer in our world, and your owner resists about trying to comply with something, saying there's an alarming case that an alarming trend that personal liability is starting to attach on individuals that own the company or are their officers, that ought to wake them up a little bit. And that concludes this very disagreeable product safety minute.
No. At least you're agreeable.
thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Great information from Leighton Lee from ETS Express. We're going to take your calls now. Today's call and question is, what do you do when your client is over-the-top demanding or disagreeable, Joe? Well, we'll find out in a minute. Call us at 215-953-4979. If we put you on the air today, we will give you a Visa gift card. And on line three, we have Sandra. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Boy, when I saw this topic come up, I said I got to call ASAP.
Uh-oh. Have you had a disagreeable client recently?
Well, I'm actually in the middle of a project right now, and I have a client who ordered a whole slew of T-shirts for a walk, and they picked a color that, truthfully, I've never seen, and I have to admit, I did not order samples, but they want charcoal. Their perception of charcoal and vendors' perceptions of charcoal, I think, are turning out to be a little different. Mm-hmm. We've struggled with artwork. Oh, my gosh, they've sent files, and then they said, these two things don't match. And then I said, well, they're different PMSs, and we've just been going round and round. So I'm calling because I'm thinking, does it, at this ultimate hour when I'm starting to get frantic now that we finally, after days and days back and forth, worked out the art, do you think it's time for me to order a slew of samples from different vendors and hope that we can get the price close to what they originally wanted? Because that was what drove the item and the deal, was the price of the shirt that I found in charcoal. And now that they've seen a photo of the charcoal, they're saying, well, that's not dark enough. And I'm going, oh, no.
Yeah, I would as a preventative measure, Sandra, I would order some samples just to have them on hand, because this particular client sounds like they're going to be a pill.
To put it mildly.
And that's so funny, because how appropriate, they're in the medical field. So you just hit the pill. That's too funny. So here's the question, though. How would you address the issue? Because I know these other shirts that I'm going to send them are not going to be the same price. How flexible would you be on eating the difference when they're the ones who, you know, they...
Is this a new client? Is this a client you've worked with before?
Yes, I have, but we've never done apparel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you consider them to be an important client, or at least a profitable client?
Yeah, I haven't had any problems with them to date. So this is the new conundrum for me. And I just have to say, you know, I picked an item that I thought would work well for your event based on the price point that we were going for. And I really need to talk to her before I start ordering samples. I'm doing price comparisons now to tell her, well, if we go with this, it's going to be that. And if we go with this, it's going to be that. And I'm happy to order the samples. But, you know, don't you think it's fair that if they decide to pick a more expensive product that they, because they like the color better, that the price changes?
Yeah.
I do. Why not?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would float that number out there and then see how they react. And then make a decision if you want to work with them on price.
Yeah, but I don't think that she, I mean, Sandra hasn't made any kind of mistake or anything.
No.
She would have to
no.
make a concession. So I don't feel, you know, they've picked, you picked a color that you thought would work for them based on the price they wanted. And if they want to change it, you know, you can say, here are the options and the prices. And I think you should just be upfront with it. Michelle, you're shaking your head.
I totally agree. And maybe Sandra just explain to them, say, listen, this is our first go around with apparel. Apparel is a little tougher to deal with than other promotional products. You know, there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve for both of us, for you and for me. But these are the options that I'm giving you. You know, if you want them, it sounds like this is the color, you know, that you might want. It's just going to come in a little bit higher of a price.
Mm-hmm. I like that little bit higher.
Yeah. A little bit higher. Yeah. Even Vinny Driscoll shaking his head, too.
I'm not saying make the concession up front. I'm, you know, saying float that number. This is what it is.
Right.
Well, then, I mean, if
they
they're going to bail.
Options. They can pick, you know, what she had originally picked out for them at the lower price if they want. They have options.
Or they could bail. So.
Right, they could. But
is it worth losing the, you know, client?
I don't think they're going to bail if Sandra explains to them that that apparel is tricky to begin with, and they're already in there with her so far.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it should be a lesson to you in the future. Always bring samples when you're dealing with apparel.
I know, and because you're right. I mean, charcoal, I mean, to different people.
Yeah.
Well, you know, even with sizes. I mean, I wear a medium T-shirt, but not from American Apparel.
What size do you wear in American Apparel?
Like a double extra large. My God, I put a medium on, it's obscene looking.
Okay. Well,
I bet it is.
We don't want to see that. All right. Well, good luck, Sandra.
Either do I.
I think you should stand your ground, and to make things sweeter, we're going to give you a $25 Visa gift card today.
And finger puppets.
Thank you for all your wisdom. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye, have Sandra. A great day. All right. On line four, we have our friend Stanley from California. Good morning, Stanley.
Where's Stanley been?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Really good. I'm glad you asked this question, because I find that there's two types of difficult. One that is caused by me, if I tried to shortcut the order or shortcut the process and I didn't bring in samples, which is why I'm glad you guys said what you said, especially when it comes to apparel, I always insist, for years I've now, from learning my extensive lesson years ago, I bring in samples of color, samples of shirts. But then there's the other kind of difficult, and that's from the client who just changes their mind, or they decide what they approved is not in their budget. And that's where I find that as long as I have it all in writing and that I was really diligent with my follow through, not letting days run by and me causing the order to be late, as long as that's the case, last week when you said, how do you deal with, you know, people, like, you know, can you pay for ideas? And it was suggested that, you know, if people want to steal the ideas, you should just get rid of the clients. And I disagreed. This week, I would say that when a client is difficult, there are times where it is okay to let go of these difficult clients, especially when you're doing a good job. And before I let go of the client, if there's a partner or another person in charge that I can deal with to try to save the account, maybe it's just the person they put on the job. But otherwise, let them go. They waste too much time.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All right. Well, good advice from Stanley. Thanks for calling, Stanley, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. And on line five, we have Naomi. Good morning, Naomi.
How are you?
So where are you from, Naomi?
I'm in Rockville, Maryland.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah.
That's where I went to high school.
Ariane wrote a song about Rockville.
What graduating class were you?
Well, let's say it was in the fun time of the 80s.
Okay, let's say it was.
We possibly may have known each other.
I mean, she graduated in 75.
All right, Naomi, do you have a question today about difficult clients?
Well, I have this client who gives me a lot of business, but let's just say he has some trouble telling the truth sometimes. Yeah, and I mean, sometimes he'll say, oh, one of my employees promised me free shipping or free art service, but I know they didn't do that. So he's really becoming exhausting, but he does spend a considerable amount with me. So I don't know. Should I keep him? What should I do? I don't know.
Actually, I like Stanley's idea about getting everything in writing and recording everything. I mean, if this guy's playing fast and loose with the truth and saying, oh, well, you know, your staffer promised me this, you know, where's the proof of that?
Right. Mm-hmm. Set boundaries for him.
Yeah.
You know, just set the boundaries. Yeah. And if you have another rep in the office, you can always say, you deal with them. Yeah. And then see if that changes. Well, no, it could happen. I mean, some people, you know,
it's
resonate.
Just a personality thing.
Yeah, yeah, you know. It could be, you know, horrible with me, but great with Michelle. The relationship, that is.
Michelle, will you deal with him for me?
I live to deal with difficult people.
Well, good luck, Naomi.
Thank you.
Thanks. Stay in line for your Visa gift card. We've got lots and lots of Facebook comments about this question today. We'll share a couple of them. David Garthwaite says, here's an interesting strategy, how he deals with clients. It's all about the price. The more demanding the client, the higher the price. If it starts to be getting too much, drop the client. You've got to leave some clients for your competitors. Interesting. Okay, so he ratchets up the price.
I like
to
that.
Deal with, and I've heard of actually lots of people doing that. You know, you kind of factor in, you know, your extra time that you have to spend.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
On annoying clients.
And also, David is very happy that you always pronounce his name correctly, by the way.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad.
We've been in contact.
Well, thanks for that, David. Margaret Joyner. She has an interesting strategy. She smiles and is just friendly all the time, even to clients who are
annoying. That's kind of your strategy.
That's the two of you.
And you know what? That works 99% of the time.
You're salt and vinegar over here.
But she says, you know, a lot of her clients have a lot of stress with owning a business too. And me being the salesperson puts me on the receiving end. Sometimes someone just needs a little release. And she just smiles and moves forward and, you know, is their friend a friend to everyone.
She could be our friend.
Yes. I will say, and I think Kathy and I do have this strategy, you know, occasionally readers will complain about things in the magazines or in our newsletters, and, you know, they'll fire off a really super nasty email that, you know, swears at us, calls us names.
Even. Right.
And then if you call them on the phone and like, hi, I'm so sorry that you didn't like such and such, they completely backpedal.
Yep.
They're embarrassed.
Right.
Because, you know, sometimes in email people will say things that they
never
say in real life. And often you can kill them with kindness, can't you, Kathy?
Yes, you can. We love to kill them.
Michelle, I don't think employs that strategy, but, you know, to each his or her own. All right, on line two, we have Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Yeah, good morning.
Robert, do you have a difficult client?
Yeah. I have a client who spends quite a bit with me, but he's just nasty.
Nasty in which way? In what way?
He's condescending. He's got a dismissive tone. He's just not pleasant to deal with. My employees don't want to deal with him, and I don't blame him. So I have to handle him myself.
Did you ever bring that up to him? Say, why are you so nasty?
I have not said it in so many words, no.
That might be something to do.
You're smart. I mean, if you can take it, fine, I would say. You're very smart to shield your employees from that. Because I know, I think a good sales manager will not let you know, clients berate or you know, harass salespeople. Michelle, you're shaking your head.
I am. You know, I remember one time Jonathan Isaacson, who owns Gemline, told me that it is his job to deal, as the owner of the company, to deal with the people who yell and scream, that he would never put his employees
right.
through that.
And again, if you can deal with it and you're fine and you want to make the, you know, the money and it's worth it to you, great. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're smart not to let people harass your employees.
But he does, as Joe pointed out, put boundaries on them. Like, he will only go so far and say, okay, you know, you may be having a bad day. You may be in a bad mood. I let you yell once.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent approach.
Our boss, Rich Fairfield, has been in, you know, conversations with us, and he won't let someone yell. He'll say, it's obvious you're very upset, and I'd be, you know, I'd love to talk to you again when you calm down. Mm-hmm. And he'll get off the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't let him treat you like that either.
I don't know. Robert sounds tough, though. Like, he can take it.
Yeah, Robert is tough, but you don't need to take that. I think you should bring it up with them.
I think you should ask him, is there something going on that you're always in a mood?
No, seriously, I mean, that's a good question.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It just could be something happening at home, and
that
he's
would
just
jolt them.
Yeah,
into,
totally.
You know,
I think so.
You know, everyone's part of the, you know, fallout there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe he doesn't get called out.
Right.
All right, well, good luck, Robert.
He's on
okay, thank you.
Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Thank you for calling. We are going to pause for a message from one of today's show sponsors, AIA. And when we return, Joe's going to tell us about an epic promotional products fail.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. We have been talking about difficult clients, but we're going to switch gears for a minute and talk to our friend Joe Haley, who has an epic promotional products fail. Joe, what happened?
So the Missouri State University, when students came back to school, they could pre-order their books, and when they got their books, they were delivered in a book bag, you know, a nice canvas book bag. However, through the proofing process, someone did not notice that the word university was spelled incorrectly. This is a state...
Oh,
there we
Mina.
Go.
Good job,
a state institution of higher education, and the S and the I were transposed. They ordered 17,800 maroon canvas bags with a bear logo, and more than 8,500 of them had the misspelling on it. And
now, did they pass them out anywhere?
They did.
They did.
It cost the order was for over $70,000. Okay, so it was $3.98 a bag. 2,500 they actually destroyed. The rest of the ones that were misspelled, they actually gave it away.
So three different groups missed that: the college, the distributor who sold it, and the supplier who printed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
correct.
Was gonna say, you know, I mean, as a distributor, don't let your clients just, you know, approve things. I mean, take a look at it too.
Yeah, right.
An extra set of eyes.
The university approved it on two different occasions. They approved it with the logo that said Missouri State University. Then they added the bear logo to it, and it had to be approved again. So no one is paying attention to what's going on. So they gave them out. They were given away free as part of this book promotion, and it's something that they've done since 2010. So I think the lesson here is to be very, you know, stringent with looking at that copy. Let your clients approve it. You should approve it. Give it to someone else in the office to approve.
Another set of eyes always good. Even a spell check would have caught.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I mean, spell check doesn't catch everything. It would definitely catch that.
Yeah.
And the thing is, though, now it's getting all this national press, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all over the internet.
Especially
there's pictures
for an
of the bag.
Oh,
absolutely.
Institution. All right. Well, good cautionary tale from Joe Haley. We are going to pause for a message from another show sponsor, ASI Computers. And when we return, Kathy and Michelle are going to talk about the pet market.
Oh.
Have you outgrown your current order management software? ASI Computer Systems and ASI SmartBooks will streamline your business. From accounting and marketing to order management and shipping, ASI SmartBooks manages all aspects of your business with one software solution, specifically designed for the advertising specialty industry and fully integrated with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. spend less time organizing and more time making sales. Call 1-800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to grow your business with ASI SmartBooks. Get ASI SmartBooks.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. Now, Kathy is going to tell us about one of the hottest markets out there right now, the pet market. But I'm pulling Michelle into this conversation,
yes,
too, because we're going to say why the pet market is still growing. And I think you've got your answer right here. Michelle's
yeah,
got
she's one of the freaks in
two cats, Monkey, and what are your cats' names?
Mouse.
Monkey and Mouse.
Moose.
And wow. Are they nasty cats?
No. They're cuddly cats.
But now I know, I mean, and I only know the half of it, I'm sure. But I know they have, like, multiple beds.
They have a bed in every room.
A bed in every room. What else?
They have hundreds of toys. They have their own room, by the way, and I don't share this often. Because it's really
freaky. But you've decided to share it today.
Joe just put his head in his hand.
But you spent a lot of money
on the cat room. They have the cat room.
The cat room.
She has hundreds of pictures, and not once do you ever see them actually on all fours. You don't see them on all. They're the laziest things ever.
Well, they have a bed in every room.
They have a bed in every room. They have their own room.
Are they in good shape? Are they in good shape?
They have the cat room. But the point is, these people, when Kathy starts giving you these figures for the pet market, I am one of those people who spend.
All right, Kath, give us the
figures. Okay, you know the Westminster, if I could say, dog show was just last week?
I have a problem with that show because the dachshunds never win, but go ahead.
Yeah.
I didn't like this year's winner.
Go ahead.
Banana Joe. Well, anyway, those people spend $2,000 to $4,000 a month on their pets.
Absolutely.
The people that enter
there. Those people.
Those people.
The breeder, the dog show people.
Yeah, the dog show people. But the pet industry expenditures overall are now estimated at almost $53 billion annually.
That's a huge market.
Yeah, it's really huge. That's according to the American Pet Products Association. And the figure has risen every year right through the Great Recession. So, like, despite the bad economy, no matter what's going on, people are going to spend billions of bucks on their little
kitties. They do. It's a great market for distributors. And there's lots of great fun products in the industry.
Oh, yeah. There's
Joe, what's your
them.
Favorite pet product in the industry?
You got this little thing it attaches to your dog leash, and it's a picture of a dog with his eyes squinting, and you take the waste bag, and it pulls out of their butt. It's fun.
Okay, I'm really glad I asked.
It's fun. It's hysterical. Dog walkers need that. You need to clean up after your dog. So
that's true, though.
Product.
That's a good product. And I like Promo Pet. You know Promo Pet?
Yep.
They have a lot of good, like, gourmet dog treats and healthy biscuits.
Logo dog biscuits.
Logo dog biscuits. Yeah, they have a lot of cool pet products.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's a hot market. Well, we have just enough time in the show for Michelle's very favorite segment, where the editors talk about their favorite products of the week. Joe Haley, you have to show us what you've got here.
Check it out. This is a real PV guitar. I mean, it's a real guitar. It's a two-pickup guitar. Does anyone know what that is?
Nope.
You have to look it up. But it's completely customizable body. This has the Joe Show logo, and it's got my image on there. It's a great product to give. If you have music lovers in your company and they've done something spectacular, instead of giving them a plaque or another trophy,
cool.
You can give them a customized guitar. It's great for alcohol companies, beverage companies, bars and restaurants. They can put it on in anyone in the music industry, radio stations as well. And it's by Brando Guitars. That's ASI 41461. You can find them online at www.brandoguitars with an S on the S.com.
And we have a picture on ASICentral.com/radio.
Absolutely we do. It's so cool.
I think it's
so cool. Kathy Houston.
Well, my product is what you should be wearing while you're playing that guitar. It's a light up spiked mohawk headpiece.
Oh. Wow.
And it's a mohawk that lights up. It's from Liquid Light. ASI.
Why are you wearing one? Why not?
I should be. ASI 67670. And, you know, this would be fun for special events, concerts, things
Absolutely.
Like that. Yeah, it would be great.
And can you choose the color of the mohawk?
No, it actually lights up in three or four different lights.
Oh, it's
lights.
All different.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's cool.
All right, Michelle, why don't you bring us home today?
You know, not even knowing about what Kathy or Joe were going to pick, I picked Rockstar sunglasses.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
We have a whole ensemble.
It's a cosmic event right now.
And these are from expresspens.com, ASI 53411, and they come in all different styles, but they are very cool and very hip.
Awesome. Cool. Again, you can see all these products on asicentral.com/radio. We are out of time today. Thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks to today's show sponsors, AIA and ASI Computers. And Michelle, who is our very special guest that we are going to have on the show next week?
The Pursuit of Happiness guy.
Yes, the movie.
Oh, yeah. Whatever his name is.
Christopher
Gardner.
Oh, okay.
He's going to keynote at ASI Long Beach next month, but we're going to have him on the show next week.
Oh, that's cool.
Sure,
I love that movie.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week. Bye-bye.